Ready to tackle those home projects? Whether it's a new patio, fresh paint, or some more space, now's the perfect time to make it happen. With a home equity loan from CME Federal Credit Union, you'll get an introductory 3.99% APR for 12 months, giving you the flexibility to take on those dream house projects. From big renovations to simple refreshes, your home's next chapter starts at CME. Visit CMEFCU.org to apply today and get your plans underway. Terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
This has gone too far, as the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, while the Irish Daily Star goes with feud gun fired by child. This is the news that a community is living in fear of feud violence after a boy as young as 11 picked up a handgun dropped by a thug during a Garda chase and then fired off the gun. The incident in Ballymun on Tuesday is one of several in the past year which has seen petrol bomb attacks, shots being fired and assaults. And local councillor Conor Reddy says there's a growing sense of fear in Ballymun. You can't help but feel if this continues, someone innocent could be seriously hurt or killed. It sounds like they're running riot in Ballymun, to be honest. And I know there's talk of flooding the area with Gardaí. Clearly something needs to happen. The Irish Daily Mail: minister under pressure over cancer failures. This is the health minister, Jennifer Carol McNeill, who's under pressure from her own Fine Gael backbenchers following revelations that 80% of the country's radiotherapy machines must be replaced. The seven-year-old machines, basically members of Fine Gael, were previously told by the Department of Health that the machines, which are 7 years old, were new, and wrongly told that replacement schemes were underway. This all cropped up at the Oireachtas Health Committee yesterday, where it was described as a national disgrace. Irish Examiner on the front page: Irish prisons will soon hit nightmare overcrowding levels, with inmate numbers likely to hit 6,000 in the coming weeks. And the Irish prison service is bracing itself also for a severe threat to security, with the potential extradition of Daniel Kinahan from Dubai to face charges. So prison sources speaking to the Irish Examiner, and they are quite worried. The Irish Times on the front page: five pregnant women who were forced to sleep rough in Dublin last year were among over 100 mothers who gave birth at the National Maternity Hospital while either homeless or at risk of homelessness. In 2025, having a baby while living in emergency accommodation was one of the top five reasons for new family homelessness in Dublin. And quite frightening to think that we had pregnant women, five of them, sleeping on the streets. Obviously, no one should be sleeping on the streets, but it's particularly worrying when you have pregnant women having to sleep on the streets of Dublin, sleeping rough. Irish Independent leads with President Catherine Connolly, who has used a speech to University of Galway graduates and senior academics to criticise the college that she was speaking at over its research ties to Israel on a green hydrogen project. She was heavily critical of her alma mater, saying staff and student concerns over states carrying out violations of human rights cannot be ignored. Last week, she also aired personal concerns about new asylum laws. So that's the main story on the front of the Irish Independent. And then the main story on the front of the Irish Sun is about Katie Taylor and Ed Sheeran. Gig promoters are working to add a music megastar to the bill of Katie Taylor's Croke Park farewell fight, and Ed Sheeran is being tipped to play the bout. Apparently, he previously agreed to sing Katie Taylor into the ring. Organisers want the event to be a family-friendly affair, and they reckon that you need a music megastar. I think all of this is quite insulting to Katie Taylor, because we heard last week they were planning on doing some other big fight. Was it Anthony Joshua or someone? And nearly having Katie Taylor as the undercard. And now they're saying that they need a music megastar to be added to the bill. They obviously don't think that she would get the crowd at Croke Park, but I think she would without having this. Now, if he's just coming on and singing her into the ring, fine. But is it going to be a concert by Ed Sheeran? Maybe. Who knows? Anyway, that's the front of the Sun this morning. Inside the papers, there's a story in the Star about President Michael D. Higgins, who has given back €2.6 million to the state from his salary and his allowances. This was over the 14 years of his presidency, and Michael D. Higgins returned €622,000 of his allowance to the Exchequer, which is a €317,000 annual allowance on top of the salary. And then he gave back a further €2 million. That is €1.3 million in his Oireachtas and ministerial pensions and €689,000 in pay over the last 14 years. Michael D. Higgins says it was a great privilege to serve as the Irish president when he handed back that €2.6 million. You can say what you want about politicians. That many of them, I think, would give back over €2.5 million. But that's what Michael D. Higgins did. Staying with presidents, Donald Trump, never far from the headlines. He's in the Star today and in the Mirror because you can now, if you're a US citizen, get Donald Trump's face in your passport and on your coins. The passports show a shot of Donald Trump. Kind of, he doesn't look very happy in the picture. You can get his picture in your passport with his signature in gold. And this is being released to mark the 250th anniversary of US independence. Experts say it's the first time ever the head of state of any country has featured on one of the official travel documents. And there's also now going to be a commemorative gold coin being produced by the gold by the US Mint featuring the face of Donald Trump too. And that would also be the first time that the face of any current president has featured on US currency. We have tips on how to drive from the Department of Transport. This is in the mail. So there's a new communication strategy now, and part of it is how to reduce our energy. And what they're saying is that we should drive slower or walk, and this is how we can reduce our fuel usage. This is from the Department of Transport. So the official advice from the government is drivers can reduce fuel costs by avoiding heavy braking and acceleration, making sure your tyres are pumped and don't carry any heavy items in the boot. And people should use new cycle lanes, greenways and footpaths in their areas as well. Now, elsewhere in the papers, we were talking yesterday about the Ryder Cup because everyone in Adair has got a pair of tickets to go to the Ryder Cup. But the Examiner tells us today some of the original tickets that were sold last Friday. Do you remember Ireland got first dibs on the tickets? Well, the tickets went for $4.99 a day. Now they're going for €1,706 a day on Viagogo. So these are people who bought them last week and now are selling them on for three times the price. And if you wanted a pass for the week from the 14th of September to the 19th of September, that'll now cost you €4,000. So if you thought $4.99 was expensive, this is very, very expensive. Final story comes from the Times of London. Don't know if you've ever been to a drive-through movie. They were big in America in the 30s, but now the era of drive-through movies is coming back because a Chinese technology company is bringing back a solo version. And the idea is that you can watch movies from your car through your headlights. I can never say this company's name. Huawei, whatever they're called. You know them, they make phones. They've revealed their new car lighting, which features an open-air cinema mode. So it allows you to park up anywhere you want and project a full-colour version of whatever is playing in your in-car system onto any wall or screen in front of the vehicle. Not sure how much demand there'll be for that.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.